Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll go in order. Don't hang up. Go in order. First up to bat, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, both of these people, Manchin and Sinema, I wouldn't trust either one of them any further than I can throw them. What's he going to do for an encore? Change parties like John Conley? Nothing would surprise me from the guy. Both of them, this is another result of Citizens United. They're both in the hip pockets of big money. Him with coal, and she is apparently with the banking industry and real estate. So I don't expect much from either of them.
Yeah, here's the problem, Dick. You know, you may be right, but the problem is then we only have 48 votes. If any one of them take a dive, like say this $3.5 trillion comes up in the Senate, and Schumer and Biden go to Manchin privately and say, what will you vote for? If he says, I'll vote for 2.3, that ain't great. But if he says, I'm not voting for squat, I'm not voting for Jack, that's a real problem. Because then if we go to a vote, we'll have 49 votes if Sinema goes with us, 48 if she doesn't. But unless we get to 50, Kamala Harris doesn't get to vote unless it's a tie. And Moscow Mitch would win 50 to 49 or, you know, 50 to 48.
Well,
but Dick, then the problem is we do have the hard infrastructure, but the progressives may say, well, we're not going to vote for that in the House. And Nancy Pelosi can only afford to lose four or five votes. And there are 90 people in the progressive caucus and 30 of them are hardcore. And if they don't vote for it, then nothing gets passed in this election. And if God forbid a Republican gets in 2024, we blew a big chance. So my view is we lean and squeeze Manchin as much as we can. But I think we at least put the $1.2 trillion in the bank real quick while we still have the presidency. You know, this is a dicey time, and it's not the end of the world. We'll deal with it, but it's got to be on your radar right now. And here's the plain fact. Luke thinks that Manchin will come around for a lower number. I hope so. That was the original thought. But if he doesn't, we ain't, at the present state of the Senate, going to be getting soft infrastructure. And then we have to decide, do we at least put hard infrastructure, you know, in the bag? And that's going to be up in the air. And then the question is going to become, what happens in 2022? And I'll tell you something. We have some excellent candidates out there. But historically, the incumbent party has lost an average of about 30 congressional seats in the off election, largely because people like split government. And now with gerrymandering and everything else and the tight margin, who knows what's going to happen? On the other hand, with the stuff they're doing in Texas, you know, with the abortion law and Dog the Bounty Hunter maybe following people into Oklahoma and, permitless, lack of training, open carry at the polls and that kind of thing. People may decide we don't want a police state. We do not want the Soviet Union in the 1940s. So anyway, going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, we don't want the police state of the 1940s that, because that's what the Republicans are more or less offering. I mean, if you're looking at them, I mean, they're basically become, the fascists have taken over in the Republican Party, pure and simple. They're denying, they tried to take over, they tried to stage a coup. And the point of it now is that we're comfortably talking on the radio right now, but if the Republicans would have taken over in January, that I'm convinced that the liberal radio would have been completely shut down, that some of us would have been detained, that because that's the way they operate. These guys have a game plan. They've had a game plan for a long time. I mean, the businessman's plot of the 1930s is coming to fruition today. they want to bring down democracy as we know it. I mean, they say, "Oh, republic." Well, no, we're a democratic republic. I mean, to the republic for which it stands. I mean, is what the oath to the flag. And remember, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist. I mean, had a little adjustments to it, since he originally wrote it. But I mean, it was written by a socialist, and the Republicans claim that as a article of unless you bow to the, or put your hand over your heart to the flag rather than bowing to the reverently to the flag on your knees. Those are that's disrespectful. Well, both of are the respect for the flag and for the country that we should be having in this. It's ridiculous that we're arguing over this money being spent. I mean, that if this is money, money goes out the door, billions and trillions of dollars have gone out the door to these corporations, and Republicans don't bat an eye, and the people just don't seem to realize that how much in subsidies we pay the oil companies every year, how much in subsidies we pay other companies every year, and now we're asking to spend trillions, a few trillion dollars on over debt over a decade. This is not in 1 year they're spending a trillion, these trillions of dollars. It's in over a decade, and the benefits it would reap would be enormous. I mean, Scott Walker put so much, left so much money on the table, and turns on offers $4 billion to a Chinese connected tech firm, which is what Foxconn is. I mean, Foxconn produces stuff in communist China. That's the part that gets me, is that there's this war that's never ended between Taiwan and, you know, the supposedly the capitalist, you know, democratic government in Taiwan and the government of Red China. But the business ties there are...
No, well, not only that, let me tell you something. You know, Taiwan calls itself the Republic of China. Mainland China, the Communist China, calls itself the People's Republic of China. They both are Han Chinese, and they both speak Mandarin Chinese. But the fact is that Foxconn has one of its biggest plant in mainland China. And secondly, the head of Foxconn ran for president of Taiwan on a pro-mainland China party, Communist Party. Why are we giving $4.5 billion? At least that was what was promised. That got changed. But why did we even think of committing $4.5 billion to a company, you know, basically to pick winners and losers, to basically insure them against any loss, all costs, and they get to keep the profits? Why do we do that? Why do we do it? This is a campus down there that is one of the choicest pieces of real estate in the whole Midwest. Plenty of water nearby Lake Michigan. Great airports between O'Hare and Mitchell Field. All right. Great highways into Chicago. Great distribution center into Chicago. And it's just sitting there doing nothing. And Mount Pleasant and Racine have bonded about $1 billion for site preparation. And we put in a lot of money on road preparation. And they sit there and pretend to do stuff. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're going to make large screen TVs, small screens, for phones, coffee makers, electric vehicles. They've said that 2 or 3 times. They're going to be a consulting firm. They were going to give $100 million to the University of Wisconsin. They were negged on that. We got played for suckers because Scott Walker was the governor. And one reason he lost was precisely over that issue. And now the Republicans go, well, we have to worry about how we're spending money. I agree we have to worry about spending money in every area, but why don't we start with Foxconn? Why don't we start with Foxconn? Why don't we start, frankly, with saying that hedge fund managers don't have to pay income taxes because they have good lobbyists, all right? I mean, that's pretty basic. Everybody that's listening to this pays income taxes. Secretaries of the hedge fund managers pay income taxes. They can make a couple of billion a year, hundreds of million a year. And they said, change our name of the money we get from income to carried interest, and we'll pay about half of the regular rate. There's a lot of skullduggery going on. We're getting to it on this show. Devil's Advocate does. We got to keep this up. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.